In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Our Lady, refuge of sinners. Saint Joseph, our patron saints and guardian angels. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, who has created us, knows us very well, and so he knows how fickle and how changeable we are being human. And so he has to give us these little reminders every year of different mysteries, and he gives them at different times. We focus on Advent, we focus on the Incarnation, and at Easter we focus on the resurrection, our Lord's triumph over sin and death. And he gives us Lent as a season to remind us that we need to be repentant, that we need to start over again, because many times we start with good intentions, or we start on the way of following Christ, and we kind of grow slack, or we grow less fervent. And so he gives us every year this season of Lent as kind of a time for renewal, time for repentance, time to put into effect all those good intentions that you may have and always put off. Lent is a good cure for those who are procrastinators. You know, oh, I'll do it someday, I'll overcome, or I'll try and put into effect, you know, that good habit that I've been thinking about doing, or I'm going to, you know, do something to overcome this sinful habit that I have, or that good intention to do this good deed, you know, I'll do it finally. Now is the day of salvation, is what is the beginning, you might say, theme of Lent when it begins. You'll hear that theme probably for the first week or so. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the time. That all these times that we've been saying, oh, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, well, the whole thing is it's now we have to do it. We can't be putting these things off, you know. The devil is one of the best procrastinators. He wants us to put things off. Say, oh, you don't have to go to confession. You can always go some other time. No, now is the day. Now is the day of salvation to go to confession, or now is the day to do that good deed that you've been wanting to do, or now is the day to confront that person that you have been afraid to confront about something that maybe they're doing wrong, or that you have something that you need to discuss with them, but you're afraid to do so because you're not sure how they will take it. Or now is the day to admonish somebody that maybe has gone astray and you want to gently call them back. You might say God has given you the opportunity today, permission, to put into effect all those things that you probably have been, the Holy Spirit has been whispering into your ear and inspiring you to do, and you've been sluggish and maybe lazy in putting into effect. Lent is to remind us that, but it also reminds us that we need to do penance because of sin. The original sin, which is the reason why we have our Lord's passion, death, and resurrection. You know, that he came to reconcile us poor sinners. And we need to do this penance. We need to realize that we are sinful. We have sinful tendencies. And the mortifications that we do and the penances are to kind of, as St. Paul reminds us, we're to chastise our bodies and to bring it under subjection. St. Francis used to call his body Brother Ass, because he said, you know, the body, because of original sin, isn't cooperative. Before the fall with Adam and Eve in the garden, the body was very much, you know, under control of the man's will, and his will was under control of God's grace, and the body would fall into line and do what the soul and the intellect and will wanted it to do. It wasn't fighting against it. because it had the graces of original justice. But because of Adam's sin, now the body became unruly. The passions became unbridled. The intellect became darkened in the soul. The will became weakened. And so the body, would, instead of helping to tend towards what is good, would tend towards the lower nature, the things, the passions. And so it became an obstacle to us to doing good. And so St. Francis would say, "Brother ass," he would say, "I promise to get you to heaven, but you have to cooperate. I'm going to treat you kind of roughly," he said, "in this world, but it's going to help you out in the long run." And so St. Francis was pretty hard on Brother Ass. He treated it with penances. He fasted. He did 7 40-day Lents every year. So he fasted 280 days out of the year. And he did other things, you know, to chastise his body. Now, St. Francis is an example of what the saints do, and we're to at least take up something and realize that, well, if the saints did things, well, I can't give myself such slack. I need to do a little more, a lot more than I probably have. I could, you know, do without some things. I could give up something that I like or love for love of God and imitate the saints in their self-denial, because our Lord is the model for one who denied himself. He denied himself, you might say, the pleasures of heaven, even though in his divinity he never left heaven. Yet when he became man, he denied himself that pleasures of heaven and came and dwelt among us poor sinners. And so he shows us already the great self-denial that he put into effect to be with us out of love. And so out of love, we need to deny ourselves to say, well, Lord, I love you more than chocolate. I love you more than my favorite TV program, or I love you more than this or that thing. And so that's why we do self-denial. I think that's what God is trying to remind us. Our Lord is reminding his disciples in the gospel today. You do your penances, you do your good deeds, not to be seen, not to get the attraction and applause of man, but you do them for love of God. And God, who sees them and is in secret, will reward you. And so to make sure that we don't do these things for human applause or human attention or even our own ego, he's saying we want to do these things with a certain discretion and a certain humility. And so therefore, let's do them in a hidden way. Of course, the people that you do a good deed to may find out or know that you do them a good deed, but the purpose is that you're not doing it for them in the sense of for their gratitude. You're doing it first and foremost because out of love of God and love for them, you want to do them this good deed because they are deserving of it, because they are made in the image and likeness of God. So as we look to this beginning of Lent, let us do what the liturgy reminds us this morning. It says that there are three things that hopefully that this Lenten season we will have acquired, that we'll be open, that we will listen to the Holy Spirit, that we allow the Holy Spirit to truly work in our lives, you know, that we'll be attentive to what the Spirit is asking of us, that we will acquire purity of heart, we'll purify our hearts, and that we will also become more open to the service of charity. So we want to be attentive to the Holy Spirit, what he's asking of us. We want to purify our hearts. That means to make sure that we are truly doing the things that we're doing for love of God, love of neighbor, that we're avoiding sin, doing good, and that we are being, as we say, at the service of charity, that we're looking out to see, what may I do for others? What can I do to be at the service of charity, the love of God and neighbor? This is what we may look to see if we are really achieving what Lent asks of us. You may go through the whole 40 days of Lent and have given up your favorite food, but you may have been still the most irritable person and the most uncharitable person. Well, that may not have been the best thing that you should have focused on. But if you've given it up and you've grown in love of God and love of neighbor, and that you've seen that opportunity to deny yourself some pleasure so that you can do something to please God, and you have denied yourself something so that you can give to others a charitable deed, then you have been successful. That is what our Lord is asking for. He says it's not that he's the kind of penance that he's looking for, or the kind of almsgiving that he's looking for, is that we are truly giving of ourselves to in service to God and in service to our neighbor out of love for God. That's the important, out of love for God. And that, of course, Lent is that season to help us to deny ourselves so that we can love God more. At the end of this Lent, we pray that all of us will have grown in our love for God by leaps and bounds, hopefully, but at least by some degree, so that we can say that at the end of the season of Lent, that we truly have followed after Christ, taken up our cross, followed him, and that we have really come to know him and his love for us in a greater way than at the beginning of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. And so we're going to have the blessing of the ashes. This reminds us, of course, the ashes on our forehead, that we are to do penance, that we are a sign, as the reading said, that we are to be ambassadors of God, be reconciled to God. That, when you get the ashes on your forehead, it's a reminder that you are to be a sign that we are, as Christians, marked people. We're marked men. We have been marked with the sign of Christ's love for us at baptism, which is the sign of the cross. But in this season of Lent, we put the sign on the cross on our head to remind us that we are dust, and that God so loved us, dust that we are, and that's why we put the sign on the cross, that he came for us and died for us on the cross. So that others may hopefully see your cross, and hopefully after you receive them, when you walk out of church, you don't wipe it off your forehead, but you leave it there as a reminder to you and to reminder to those around you that we are to be reconciled to God. We need to be repentant. Today, people don't think they have committed any sins, and the little ashes on your forehead might remind them and remind you that, yes, we have. We are sinners. We are dust. And that we are going to go back to dust, and so we need to be ready to meet God on Judgment Day. So please stand.